Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says that he's not certain when federal agents and National Guard troops will be deployed to Chicago, but he is preparing a response. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more.
Governor J.B. Pritzker is vowing to sue President Trump as soon as the National Guard or other military forces enter the city. Pritzker says he can't enact any state laws that would override Trump's plans, but he says the courts will be on his side.
That's going to be our first line of defense, is getting a court to issue a TRO or other injunction against that activity.
Pritzker says he believes Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agents will likely hit the streets of Chicago by this weekend. I'm Mawa Iqbal in Springfield, Illinois.
Moline police are investigating the theft of metal bleachers from several athletic fields across the city. According to the department, that includes bleachers stolen from the Moline Coal Valley School District and Moline Parks and Recreation Department. Investigators are reviewing surveillance footage, contacting scrap yards, and following up on leads to identify suspects. Police posted on social media Thursday that anyone with information about the missing bleachers can contact the department or call Crime Stoppers of the Quad Cities. The Iowa Department of Agriculture says it will continue a special food bank purchasing program for another year. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports the state's agriculture secretary calls the first year of the program a success.
The Choose Iowa Farms to Food Banks program directs state funds to six food banks across Iowa. Those food banks then purchase goods from local producers who are members of the program so that they can serve fresh, locally grown food. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nag says there is growing demand statewide for local foods.
Survey after survey tells us that consumers are interested more and more in buying local. And of course, what we love from a business development or a market development side is we have tremendous opportunity. Our farmers, our food businesses in the state have a tremendous opportunity to meet that growing demand.
In its first year, the program served 55 counties, with food banks purchasing nearly $500,000 worth of food from local producers. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Opposition to the war in Gaza plans to gather this weekend in Rock Island to call on city leaders to boycott Israel. The Quad Cities Coalition for Palestine is hosting Saturday's event at the base of the Centennial Bridge. Spokesperson Taylor Denton says one of the event's speakers, Travis Terrell, is running for Iowa's 1st Congressional District.
Unfortunately, incumbents like Congressman Sorensen and Congresswoman Miller Meeks have aligned themselves with continued military funding to Israel and have not responded to our calls or dialogue or accountability. And I really think that their absence speaks volumes about where they stand in this moral crisis.
The Quad Cities Coalition for Palestine wants the city of Rock Island to adopt a resolution boycotting the nation of Israel. The rally starts at 2 p.m. Saturday at 1500 Centennial Bridge. Unity Point Health is expanding its behavioral health services in the Quad Cities with a new Davenport location. WVIK's Brady Johnson reports administrators and staff hosted a ribbon cutting on Thursday.
The new Robert Young Center at 1704 East 54th Street offers support groups, behavioral health evaluations, therapy counseling, and intensive outpatient programs. The outpatient facility is Unity Point's fifth mental health clinic in the Quad Cities area. The others currently support roughly 22,000 people, 45% of whom reside in Iowa. According to a community health needs assessment last year, nearly one-third of Quad citizens rated their mental health as fair or poor. That's higher than the national average of about 24%. Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
In sports, Iowa's basketball superstar Caitlin Clark is out for the rest of the WNBA season due to an injury. The Indiana Fever announced the decision on Thursday. The former Hawkeye has been benched since July due to a groin injury. This is WVIK News.